Earthquakes will multiply. The increasingly frequent earthquakes in our day have terrified human beings for many hundreds of years. Even 20th and 21st century technology has only partly been able to prevent the damage caused by earthquakes. According to the American National Earthquake Information Center, there were 20,832 earthquakes of all sizes, great and small, in 1999. According to the official statements, 22,711 people are estimated to have lost their lives in these quakes. According to Kandili Observatory data, the number of earthquakes in Turkey as a whole rose by 75% from 2002 through 2005. Figures for the last 3 years show 3,268 earthquakes with a severity greater than 2 on the Richter scale in 2002, rising to 3,925 in 2003 and 5,331 in 2004. This all reminds us of the words of the Prophet, peace be upon him, spoken 1,400 years ago. There will be earthquakes among my community, such that 10,000, 20,000, or 30,000 people will perish in these earthquakes. The Day of Judgment will not take place until these events are realized. Earthquakes will multiply. The large numbers and frequency of earthquakes in recent years and their severity on the Richter scale are regarded as major and highly significant changes by seismologists. Because the number of earthquakes in the recent past was very low. According to U.S. Geological Research Organization reports, out of the earthquakes carried out in some 400 years between 1556 and 1975, only 110 registered 5 or above on the Richter scale. According to the same institution, there were 1,685 earthquakes registering 6.5 on the Richter scale in the 23 years between 1980 and 2003. There can be no doubt that these statistics reveal a huge increase in the number of earthquakes since the beginning of the year 1400, according to the Hijri calendar, 1979 to 1980, according to the Gregorian calendar. This shows us one of our prophets, peace be upon him, great miracles. Because the hadith telling us of such a huge increase in the number of earthquakes were first spoken some 1,400 years ago. Bearing in mind the conditions of those times, there were no technological means to make any such prediction on the subject possible. It is only by way of contemporary technology that we have been able to learn of such geological phenomena as the movements of the Earth's crust and cracks in tectonic fault lines. In conclusion, therefore, in the Hadith, our Prophet, peace be upon him, describes events that were to take place 1,400 years later, in such detail as if he had actually witnessed them with his own eyes. The way that every event described has successively taken place, just as described in our own time, is a proof that each and every one is, without exception, a major portent of the end times. Earthquakes are just one of the many portents mentioned in the Hadith. Allah knows the truth, of course. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, was given as much knowledge of the future as our Lord wished to reveal to him. It is clear from the information that has come down to us through the Hadith that the period referred to in them is no ordinary time. The Hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, indicate, through revelation by Allah, a special and specific time when many astonishing events will follow one another. This age, unique in all of history, is the end times.